So, Tamyra Rush, man, she's out there. She gets it done. She reports on a bunch of different stories. They send her out. I think she just types it into her GPS where she has to go. She will cover everything from a huge fire to a manhole cover missing. I mean, she covers everything. So, Tamyra was out there today, and she filed this report.
Yasmin Manisha, PennDOT's District 11 press officer, says Blackout Wednesday is the evening before Thanksgiving, which has a reputation for excessive alcohol consumption.
This is because a lot of people go home, they meet up with friends and family who they may not have seen for quite a while, and they tend to consume a lot of alcohol and sometimes partake in drug use.
To raise awareness about the dangers of impaired driving, partners decorated a DUI tree honoring victims of last year's crashes in Allegheny County. The tree featured 1,000 lights for crashes during last winter's holiday season, 105 red bows for impaired crashes, and 3 gold bulbs for fatalities. Tamyra Rush, News Radio KDKA.
Hi, why, thank you, Tamyra. So, listen here. Is this the most American thing in the world? Honestly, think about this. We have a public official, and I'm not knocking anybody here. I want to bring this to light and talk about it at 866-391-1020. We have a public official who's a governmental official, right? Somebody from PennDOT. They call a news conference. We have one of America's best radio stations ever, and oldest radio stations ever, gets dispatched out to this news conference along with a horde of press corps. We go there, we cover a story, and the story is about a day called Blackout Wednesday. Think about this. Blackout means you get so drunk, you don't know what the hell you're doing. And so, as Americans, we're trying to figure out workarounds. Think about this for a minute. This is what hit me when I heard this the first time today, when Tamyra delivered this story. We are saying, well, find somebody else to drive. Or, you know, it's bad that we have this tree where we memorialize people. Or, you know, some people go out and just get blasted, and they might smoke weed and do coke or whatever. You know, that's what's happening. As opposed to looking at the problem, tackling it, and saying, why don't we make DUI laws much more strict and penalties much more strict? We have a night called Blackout Wednesday. So what we've identified is this: people unable to control their alcohol consumption, people unable to control their impulses, which are drive a car whenever they've consumed far too much alcohol. Then, a press conference warning people, hey, you might be all right, and you might be out there, but guess what? It's notorious for other people to be out on the road all tanked up, all blasted, hammered. So what we're going to do, we're going to get wonderful reporters out here. We're going to deliver you the news. And essentially, we're telling you, be aware. Be vehicle aware that that's what's happening. As opposed to, and look, this is why I'm not an elected official, I guess. A lot of reasons. But this would be my fix. Get a DUI, pay the big price. First offense. I know I rail on this, probably too much sometimes. But we go out of our way. Out of our way. And this is one instance where we have all kinds of smart people in a room. We deliver this news to people. We tell them about Blackout Wednesday. And I've been there. Heck, Tom and Tud's in Aspinwall. Big gathering place. Great bar, by the way. Back in my drinking days. Not driving, but going and partaking in the night before Thanksgiving. What? That's a shot of Sambuca? Sure, I'll have it. 3 more beers? Oh, yeah. That over Rumple Mints? Yeah, come on with it. Jack, who wants Jack? Before you know it, you're vomiting in the back alley because you haven't seen people since 1998. I get it. It's part of what happens the night before Thanksgiving. But then you enter into the operating a vehicle realm. And people want to look at it as the most insurmountable uphill fight that we have in America. What ways can we quell this? How about a PennDOT press conference? How about we summon wonderful reporters like Tamara out here to get the word out to everybody? Well, how about this? How about legislation? How about we do that? We have Uber now. We have Lyft. We have rideshare that goes everywhere. We have everybody with a cell phone. And if you don't got one, maybe the government will get you one. So we have that right now, but we still have an inability to have first offense DUI really be a deterrent or a punishment. That's something I don't understand. No questions, first offense, lose your license for a year. That's it. Done. And you know what we wouldn't have? Press conferences like that one Tamara went out to. We wouldn't. Because I honestly do think that what would happen, those numbers would plummet. They would go down. Hit them strict. You know, you can get a ticket, and a decent one, after this 1 year sort of warning period's up, for sitting in your car stopped, being 15th in a red light, and looking down at your text messages. But you could probably, for the most part, get just about a ticket for a first DUI. Costs a lot of money, but really not lose your license. Go to a couple classes, pay a couple bucks, and it's just kind of like a ticket. That doesn't make any sense to me. So I do want to ask you, at 866-391-1020, that's 866-391-1020. That just caught me somewhere between a head shake and a chuckle. If I put you in charge and I said, first offense DUI, as we get into tomorrow night, which is a gigantic, we're told by PennDOT, drinking and driving night, what would be your first offense if you could go ahead and make the rules? I'll get into mine a little bit more, but it would be much more strict than what's on the books right now.